Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, what's going on, Becky? Oh, good afternoon, everyone, by the way. Hi, and Becky, welcome back.
Wasn't particularly friendly of you, if you don't mind me saying.
What's occurring?
I've got you a gig.
Right.
I had an email earlier saying, from the lovely PA network, saying that they were still in desperate need of some sort of a celebrity to switch on their Christmas lights. Their preference would be the hot police guy who's on Watchdog, but beggars can't be choosers.
Right, where's this from? The PA network?
Yeah,
the BBC?
It's from the procurement department.
What do they do?
Well, I think they buy things.
Right.
Procure. I don't know what that is.
And they want someone to switch on their Christmas lights?
Yeah. They said that they...
But they can't get a rav off of... is it rav?
Do they mean Crime Watch?
Yeah, I think
Crime
so, Watch. Yeah. Said that there's 70 people going to attend.
Wow.
I offered
more than some of your gigs.
It really is.
I offered you for free and they said yes.
All right, so you've just been offering me up for free?
Well, I didn't think they'd say yes. I was hoping that they'd say no and then I could come on and say that I'd even offered you for free and they still said no.
When did all this happen, please?
About half an hour ago.
Okay.
So you're going to do the big switch on?
How are we going to do this on the end of a phone? Because I'm not there. Are they in TV Centre?
Yes. We've got someone there in person.
Right.
Pudsey off of Children in Need.
Hello? Is that Pudsey then?
No, that's Mairead.
Oh, hi Mairead.
Hello. Smooth again.
It's Scott here. Hello.
Hi Scott, how are you?
I'm very good. Are you in the procurement department now, whatever the hell that is?
I am, yes. I'm here with 70 of my colleagues and we're just about to turn on our Christmas tree lights.
Okay. With 70 people? Mairead, there aren't 70 people there, are there?
Are there seven?
There are. Let's hear it again.
Yay! Oh, maybe there are. Okay.
And we have Pudsey as well.
Excellent.
We'll do the honours for you. And thanks very much, by the way, for agreeing to do this for free.
Well, I didn't, but it's no problem.
Did you already have Pudsey, but Scott's just kind of piggybacks on Pudsey's gig for a bit of publicity?
He has. That's the real thing.
Yeah. No. Becky said I can offer you Scott Mills for free, and they jumped at the chance. Right, what does your tree look like? Describe what you can see now, Mairead, around you.
What I can see now is a 6-foot tree.
Yeah.
And it's covered in lights, decorations, looking very, very good, just ready to be switched on. So
excellent.
We could do a countdown from 10, if you like.
Not a problem, okay. And you want me to do some kind of speech, maybe?
Oh, speech would be fantastic, yeah.
Okay, just a small one, it won't be anything long, is it? Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Thank you very much to all of you for coming today to the procurement department here at BBC Television Centre. And Merry Christmas, one and all. You say Merry Christmas.
Right? Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I would now like to hand over to Pudsey off of Children in Need, who will do the official pressing of the button. Before that, though, we're going to do a countdown.
Hang on.
Not yet.
And Pudsey nearly went too early then.
And switch on the lights in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Merry Christmas! Is that all right?
Thanks, that's fantastic, Scott. Thanks very much.
That's fine. No worries.
Glad to know the procurement department are working hard this afternoon, aren't they?
A Merry Christmas to you too.
And
ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. I think they went quite well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Seriously, I think this could revolutionise the way that Christmas lights are switched on up and down the land.
Really?
Well, yeah, because, like, come to Albert Square in Manchester tonight, where McFly will be doing the big switch on of the Christmas lights on the phone.
It would take a lot of...
Imagine the big stars you can get. If they don't have to be there in person.
Well, you could have anybody. Big American Hollywood stars, everything. Mm.
Tom Cruise on the phone. Mm. And he just does a countdown, plays a bit of Cliff Richard. Everyone's happy.
Which he has at his disposal wherever he goes.
Yeah. Oh, now you see that everyone's cheapening it now by asking them to switch, me to switch their lights on, roof in Belfast.
Cheapening it?
Well, do you know what I mean? I can't do all of them. Not that I got paid. Apparently, Pudsey got £500 for that.
And will he not split it with you?
No.
God, I thought he was meant to be all about charity.
I know. will you switch on my van lights? That was the strangest start to your show ever. I know, it really was.
It really was.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So you're not going to do any more because it might cheapen the one that you've just done?
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Jim on the text has texted in to find out when he gets his free bottle of wine off you. And this is good news for everybody, of course, because you said that if Blur ever got back together, you would give everybody listening a free bottle of wine. Because you were adamant that Blur would never get back together.
It wasn't Blur, though.
It was Blur.
It wasn't, though.
No, it was, because you said that when you can get Alex back off the farm and back into the band to start rehearsing...
Does he make cheese now, Alex?
Mm. Yeah, he does. He won a prize recently for his cheese.
Don't change the subject.
Yeah.
You said when...
Same, we were like cheese.
Yes, but you
and
said...
now we can eat it when we have our bottle of wine each.
We have a cheese and wine party to celebrate
it's,
Blur getting back together.
Was busted. Included?
It was busted.
Oh.
None of Busted live on a farm.
No, I said
it's
busted.
You definitely said...
Seriously, check the tapes. It was Busted.
It was Blur.
It wasn't. A couple of other people have said this on the text as well. It wasn't Blur. I understand that they are getting back together. And I also understand that Damon and Graham will be in to talk to Zane Lur about the...
Zane Lur.
will be, they'll be on tonight, Damon and Graham off of Blur, who are getting back together. But it was definitely Busted. Come on, people, back me up on 81199. I never said it was Blur, ever. All right, so it was Blur now, everyone's saying. Funny that. Some people are saying, it was Busted that you said, but do I get a bottle of wine for sticking up for you? No, really not, no. No, you don't.
Why are so many people saying Busted? I mean...
It was Busted, that's why.
I don't think it was. Mm. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcast. Now, you know piercings...
Quite a thick book could you of like, Pet Shop
could you
voice
like
facts
look that up
there?
A little bit more quietly? Thank
it
you.
Is amazing that in every Radio 1 studio there is a list of Pet Shop Boys facts in case you ever need them.
Very handy.
Yeah. So, you know, what were you talking about?
You know piercings?
I'm aware of them.
Have you got any?
None.
Have you got your ears pierced?
Yeah, and I had it pierced at the top, but it got infected. I had to have it surgically removed.
What about your nose? Would you get that done?
No.
Lip? Eyebrow?
No.
No?
No,
no nothing.
Got a lip pierced.
I won't get anything pierced.
What about bottom?
My bottom?
Would you get that pierced?
Which part of my bottom?
How are you going to get a ring through there?
And this is a whole new thing, see? It's
Are we to a back bottom?
Yes.
Right.
It's the bit right at the top.
Oh, the top. Oh, the little bit. Sometimes you see hanging out of the back of girls' jeans.
I've got a picture here.
What, just below your coccyx?
Mm. That's right.
Oh, my God.
Now, you would catch your trousers on that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
But that's the whole... That's the big new thing. They're saying that's going to really catch on.
Yeah, in the top of your...
Yeah, just before... Yeah, there. Now, they say that's the biggest new thing in America. But they say that about a lot of things, don't they? And they never really catch on. It's like... What's those silent discos? They have them a lot of club nights now. They've kind of caught on. I've never been to one of you. Yeah. Actually, that's not true. I have been to one at a gig. A student
your gig?
I
just forget your CDs.
No, it was in another room.
It was in another room?
Yeah.
And who had more? Was there more in the silent disco than in yours?
No. But they kind of caught on, didn't they?
Well, what?
But, do you remember a year ago, I think we mentioned this, do you remember the cuddle party?
Yes,
where you'd go out and have a cuddle with people. Has anyone ever been to one of those? I think not. They didn't. They were like the new thing that was going to catch on. Nobody
Why
did
Why would
one.
You have the top of your sort of crack pierced?
I don't know. But it's the new thing. Like cuddle parties were a year ago. If anyone's ever been to a cuddle party, could you let me know? Because I really don't think they caught on at all.
If anyone's got that piercing, I want to know about
it. Yeah, so do I. Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Nobody from this country seems to have been to a cuddle party, but some people from New York have been on saying they're very popular there, cuddle parties.
Well, it was an American thing, wasn't it?
They never really caught on here, though, did they? And someone went to one in France. It's 4:45. Jason Mraz coming up and Guru Josh Project. Now, I went to a shop earlier today.
Right.
Wow.
That's it.
Did you get us anything nice?
I got something which I think is brilliant. It's a shop which is, you may have heard, closing down, I think, soon.
Okay.
And they have got some amazing bargains in there right now, and I just had to snap one of them up.
Right.
Look at these.
I can't see what they are.
What is that?
Laser-guided power scissors, because it's coming to that time of year where it's time to do a bit of Christmas wrapping. And right. I am going to have the straightest lines on my paper I've ever had, because normally I really don't, because I just, like, cut willy-nilly on the paper. But not now. Not with my laser-guided scissors.
Why didn't you just get a ruler and a pencil?
Because it's better than that, Becky, and here's why.
Or just a normal pair of scissors?
No, because you draw... It's got a laser on it. What are you on about?
But you still need... The laser's not going to show you the straight line. You still need to draw the line with the ruler.
No, what I think... What happens is you draw the line, and then the laser will guide you along the line in a straight motion.
You could just cut the line with the scissors.
Yeah.
You don't need the laser.
Yeah, but I want the laser. That's the whole good thing about it.
Right. Did you buy this just because it had £5 off?
Well, that's what I mean. It's a bargain.
I know, yeah.
Now, you're going to be jealous of me when I start wrapping up Christmas presents with a laser.
Well, I am, yeah. I mean, I can see I've been missing out, really.
It also says it's got an LED light to help guide you. Now, why do you need...
Do you do your
wrapping in the dark?
Sometimes. Or maybe just by the light of the Christmas tree.
I'm really sorry, but only boys would buy that. Why do you need a laser on your scissors?
Tell me they don't look cool.
No, but who on earth invented that? Oh, I know. How can we make scissors better? Oh, let's put a laser on them.
It's the kind of thing you can get out of that shop right now, and I'm loving it.
You're not planning on cutting towels or carpet with it, are you?
Why?
Because it says you can't do that.
When do you think I would ever cut carpet?
Well,
You're going to be like Spooks when you do your wrapping. Just lasers everywhere.
I got something else as well.
Really?
Hang on.
I can't wait for my lasered gift.
Was it a laser-controlled tin opener or something? What is it?
£1, that. I'm starting up Rival Classifieds to you.
Police Academy 2.
What I love about that DVD, though, is it isn't even in its original casing. They've, like, made a cheaper case for it.
Cheap, though.
God, I really missed out coming shopping with you today.
Yep.
You could have watched that on ITV3 or something later in the week.
I've got Police Academy 2 and a laser. Podcast. Right, there's conflicting things going on now on 8199, because someone's saying that Anthea Turner invented these amazing laser-guided scissors, and someone's saying it's their dad.
Mm.
So someone's lying somewhere.
Yeah.
It's 10 to 5. We've now got an actual pair of normal scissors, because we can't get into the packaging. You know that packaging you really can't get into?
It's a nightmare to get into.
Yeah. I'm like Dr. Evil. I've got scissors with a laser beam.
Yeah, but we can't actually get into them. Why do you need straight edges on wrapping paper anyhow, can I ask?
Do you not check?
No.
You seem to be the kind of person that would.
Really?
Yeah.
Before I open each present, check that it's been wrapped.
Mild OCD?
No. I just... No, I don't.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Becky.
It's hard.
How difficult could it be?
Chuck, as you do it.
What about laser-guided knives and forks? That would be good. Also, if I cut my hair with these amazing laser-guided scissors, you know how I like my hair straight? It's never going to be straighter. Because the laser will guide me. We still can't open them.
It's the most annoyingly wrapped product in the world. There we go.
There we are. Oh, look at that.
Right.
That is the mother of all pairs of scissors.
This looks like a penknife.
James King off of films is next door, and how impressed is he?
Yeah. Well, I think he thought it might actually cut with the laser, but...
What, the laser burned through the paper?
We should have done how long does it take to get into the laser scissors and know what's occurring. Yeah. It did take quite a long time.
It hasn't got batteries in.
Oh, God, long...
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We've got the amazing laser scissors working. How's it going, chappers?
Sounds like a power tool.
Pretty good, aren't they?
But the problem at the moment is the laser disappears as soon as you start cutting, which surely defeats the purpose of having...
A Christmas wrapping expert's been on the email, saying that you do still have to cut straight. The laser only kind of guides you. And it's true, as soon as you start cutting, the laser does seem to disappear.
Yeah.
I was hoping for the laser to remain on whilst the cutting process was occurring.
On these ones, it appears to disappear. Although, I think I might... No, it does disappear.
You do look like you're in Spooks using them.
Thank you very much. It is quite Spooks.
Yeah. And also, even if they don't cut straight, I mean, I'm not very good at cutting straight, even if they don't, like, I've still got a laser, and that's all I care about.
Point that out.
I did think that as I was struggling with the one that doesn't speak to put 4 AAA batteries into it, I thought it is just like a scene from Spooks. I imagine myself being Lucas.
Did you see it last night?
Oh, it was amazing last night.
Was it good?
It was so good. Are you actually watching it yet, Scott?
No, I was in Leeds last night.
Oh, it's just the best thing. So good last night.
It was
so
amazing.
Good.
I cannot believe the Home Secretary had a watch from Next. I thought he'd have something way expensive.
Oh, right. And she was that all you noticed in the whole show, that the Home Secretary had a Next watch on?
There were explosions and all sorts and a really tense chase through underground tunnels.
I know what you're saying, though. I mean, as good as Next watches are, I've bought one for my dad.
I've got one and I thought, oh, my God, he's got the same watch as me. And then I thought, well,
but you
no,
were thinking
a minute,
more,
he's the Home Secretary.
You're thinking a Rolex, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So is your dad.
Ah, so is Dad. I don't think he's listening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, there's a problem with these things.
Why? Now what?
I can't use them.
Why can't you use them?
Because these laser-guided scissors... Look, watch. Can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
Because I'm left-handed.
Right.
I need... No, they don't work. Can't do it. Watch. I can't do it. I need left-handed laser-guided scissors.
Just
so
turn
it. This is a waste
of
money.
Can't you just turn it over?
Huh?
There's no such thing as left-handed scissors.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there are. You can get left-handed everything.
Oh, actually, maybe I was doing it the wrong way. Maybe I was holding it the wrong way. Look, I can do it now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I can't. Hang on. Yeah, you can get left-handed loads of things. There's a left-handed shop near. No, really not. You can have... Would you like them?
No, thanks. It's
no,
very
you can have them because you're right-handed and you'll get more use out of them than I will.
That's a very kind offer, but... You definitely would you be have, no okay, good in spooks.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know the score. I've got three situations. All you've got to do is tell me what happened next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Two situations today. Don't want to confuse you, chappers.
It's impossible to confuse me. I'm on a roll after yesterday.
Yeah, you're
I'm
good
flying.
At that. You're good. Chappers won yesterday.
Did he?
Yeah.
Who were you up against?
3-0.
3-0? That's a whitewash. 3-0.
It was a whitewash, yeah.
Who were you up against?
3-0 was a whitewash.
Who were you playing against?
Who was he against?
Why is he being so cagey?
Just him.
There's nothing to be just proud him. Of there, Mark, really, is there?
You did well.
A whitewash is a whitewash. Mm.
Right, here's your first one today.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home on 81199.
You can only beat the opponent that's put in front of you. Ask any sportsman.
No one was put in front of you.
Exactly.
You know Boris Johnson?
Yeah.
He's the mayor of that there in London.
He is.
And he's posh. Notice that?
I have spotted it on the odd occasion.
Did you see him on Top Gear at the weekend?
No.
Good, that show. I don't know nothing about cars, I'm not particularly interested, but I still love that show.
You do like it, don't you?
Really good. Now, he was doing that thing, you know, the star in a normal car thing that's not very fast, or whatever it's called.
The star in a car thing that's not very fast?
Something like that,
right,
isn't
it? Okay.
Star in a reasonably priced car?
That's what he was doing.
Right.
But here's my question to you, friends. During Boris Johnson's appearance on Top Gear, how much of it was simply... posh-sounding, incomprehensible noise. In seconds, please. How much of Boris, posh Boris on Top Gear, was just posh noise?
54 seconds.
Chappers are saying 54 seconds. Becky, what's occurring?
32
seconds. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is posh Boris on Top Gear.
What's that? Well, someone said I was. Well, listen, you know, I tell you what, and over that, you know, that level of sort of. I thought it was quite, talk to the other guy, the little one. Where's this going? Well, I can tell you something. Which I would admit I was driving. You know, I talk about anything you like. Well, I don't. I mean, I feel very proud of that.
28 seconds of Boris Johnson
28.
Posh noise. So, Becky, you get the point. You're back on. Yes, well done.
You can only beat the opponent that's put in front of you.
That's right.
That today's Chappers.
Just pure, unexpurgated posh noise there from Boris Johnson. We should use that to call people up, do you?
Well, his posh noise. Yeah,
Hello, Mayor's office.
Over that, you know, that level of sort of. I thought it was quite talk to the little one.
Right, yeah, hi, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
I thought it was.
What was he doing in this bit, please? What's that?
Had he got some laser-controlled scissors?
He's got a laser beam scissors. Well done, Becky. You get the point for that.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Right, next. You know Ant, who works upstairs?
Yeah.
We get him to read stuff out from time to time, don't we?
Yeah.
Not today, though. He is a massive fan of The Sopranos. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
He's the kind of guy that would be, though. You can imagine that he might, you know, he could be a mobster himself.
Oh, is he? Yeah, a big, tough guy.
But how big a Sopranos fan is Ant, who works upstairs? Here's what we did. We gave him 30 seconds to answer as many Sopranos questions as he could. How many would he get right? Becky?
None.
None?
None?
I've seen you tickle people before.
Oh, yeah, there is a twist. Chappers?
One.
You're saying one?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to go one more than Becky.
Yeah, we did tickle him. There is a twist. Okay?
One.
So one, okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Did you see me tickle him through the window?
He came back upstairs and he looked so flustered. And I was like, what have you been doing? And he was like, Scott's just been tickling me downstairs. And I didn't want to ask any more. I just hoped it was
part Scott's
of
just
it.
Been tickling me downstairs? What?
Okay.
Now, can I change my answer?
You would look flustered.
Can I? Hang on.
Downstairs and just, he came back upstairs.
What?
I just didn't want to ask any more.
What goes on here when I? What goes on when I'm not here?
Are you still saying one?
Well, I'm going to have to because she's gone none. Okay. To be honest, I just have some very strange images in my head now.
Here is Anne from upstairs answering Sopranos.
Oh, we'll just make it clear.
Questions
from upstairs,
and there is a twist. There is, yes. Hi, Ant.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Okay, you've got 30 seconds to answer questions on your favourite TV show, The Sopranos.
I'll give it a go.
Okay. But there will be people tickling you at the time.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, and go ahead.
Go. How many seasons of The Sopranos were made?
Six.
Correct. What's the name of Tony's nephew?
Christopher Moltisanti.
What happened to the car after AJ and Rhiannon parked up and started snogging?
What the hell is that?
It blew up. He got two right.
Yay!
Which means it's one all today on Oh, What's Occurring?
What did you bring out to tickle him with?
Like a little feather.
All right.
Oh.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, we're freaking out.
No, this is great. This is even more like being in Spooks. It's brilliant.
There's something beeping in here and I don't know what it is. And now it's not going to do it again, is it?
Are you sure it's not the battery on your phone?
No, I've switched that off now.
Is there anything in your bag that could be beeping?
No. But it's coming from near me, I think.
It's
don't do that! Oh my God!
Oh, that was the laser scissors! Calm down! You. God, look at this. Right, you two aren't in Spooks, all right?
That freaked me out.
Leave it to me and the one that doesn't speak. We'll be Harry and Malcolm
There's
and sort
really
the beep
weird
out.
Beeping noise in here, like maybe it's some kind of Russian device or something.
Don't give last night's plot away.
Right.
I'm on the case. Okay. I'll disconnect it.
Have you heard the noise?
With some laser scissors.
Have you heard the noise?
I heard it once,
right,
yeah.
Let's all be quiet for a couple of seconds and see if it happens again. Oh, there it was! What is it?
Seriously. Leave it to
oh,
me.
Oh, I don't like it. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we've got some engineers who have just come round. If you missed the show before 5:45 tonight, there's a really weird beeping noise going off in here. We think it might be some kind of spooks thing. I think, well, they think as well, it's the same bleeping that was happening on Chris Moore's show earlier this morning, the unexplained beeping.
Right.
Something to do with a mouse, they're saying.
A
mouse off a computer, I mean.
Oh, right, okay.
Not an mouse.
Well, that would bleep as well.
Yeah, well, not like that, though, would it?
No.
It's a bit more electronic than that.
Right.
Anyway, so they're on it, and they're sorting it out, and they say there's nothing much to be worried about.
Okay.
So it's nothing, it's not like a spooks thing.
It's not a spooks thing.
I think we're all getting far too carried away with the spooks thing now, because everyone loves it. Like, the one that doesn't speak is properly into it.
Well, there it was again.
Did you hear it then?
Yeah.
But it's just a beeping noise of something with a battery running down. It's nothing to do with anything to do with spooks. Do you... Right, here's the thing. Don't do that with the laser beam scissors.
Do I think?
Do you ever pretend that you're in spooks on the train or the bus and stuff? Because the one that doesn't speak
no,
does.
No, wouldn't that scare people?
No, he doesn't do any of that, like walking up really close to the walls, like with his back to it.
Running up and down a train carriage, pretending to have a gun.
No, he doesn't do that.
No, he says he just looks at people and tries to work out who the Russian agent is.
Which one's the spy?
Who are the sleepers?
Which one's the spy? Do you do that?
No, I haven't done that, no, but I might now start doing it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you do it?
I do it sometimes, yeah. Mm. What if it turned out he was a spook?
I just think that you're all far too carried away with this TV show.
No.
When you see people talking into their hands-free kits really close, like, you think, oh, my God.
Well, yeah,
they're
that's
on,
what
they're
mean,
on
you
the phone
it all
to Malcolm.
The
they're on the Malcolm's phone to giving them a code.
Yeah.
Mm. You're not spoiling anything for people that haven't seen it yet,
no,
are you?
No, nothing at all.
Okay, good. Right, it's 6:11 on Radio 1. So Becky's back. Yay.
Yay.
Did you... What was wrong with you? Because your face was so big it wouldn't fit in here.
Both electrolytes.
Yeah, is it? Is that what it was? Proper.
Yeah, it wasn't proper.
But your face has gone down considerably now, so
know,
you feel better.
I think it's just some decongestants. I deflated like a sad old balloon.
We made a song for you because we missed you so much.
Did you?
Yeah, would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Here it is. Rebecca's song, Rebecca's song, oh. Rebecca. Rebecca's song, Rebecca's song. Quite formal.
Yeah, it is.
Rebecca. It's not Becky, it's Rebecca, your full name. Song, Rebecca's song, Rebecca. It's actually off a website.
Oh. Rebecca's song,
Rebecca's song. Sorry. Rebecca. I've got one.
This is a Scott song. Scott song. Scott song. Scott.
They don't just do it for Scott song. Normal names like Scott, though. Scott. If your name's Audrey, you've got one as well.
Audrey song. Audrey song.
Audrey.
Or even
Audrey
Angelo.
Song. Angelo song. Angelo song. Angelo.
Angelo.
Angelo song.
Good website, this. Angelo song. We were talking about this yesterday as well. Did you ever, you know, when you went to souvenir shops, was there anything ever with your name on that you could buy? Because imagine if your name was Angelo. Probably not anything for you there. No mugs, no pencils or anything.
Yeah, I always had to have Rebecca.
I mean, not Becky.
No.
You know how you see.
I did have pens.
What, with Becky on?
Yeah, no, Rebecca pens.
Oh, you see, Rebecca's different.
Can't get Becky anything.
You can't. Did you feel left out as a child?
Yeah.
Because you spell it a weird way.
Yeah, this bedroom belongs to, and it's like, I want to put Becky, but I've got to put Rebecca.
But you do spell it with two C's.
Yeah.
Mm.
Slightly strange.
Yeah. Is that a conscious decision?
Well, yeah, because my Rebecca's spelled with two C's, so I thought, why should I put a K in it?
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Podcast. Right, I've got something here, which is a word of warning, especially if you're going out and, you know, partying over Christmas and stuff, meeting new people maybe. Don't laugh at this, all right?
Oh.
This is a word of warning. It's not funny.
When you say that just makes me laugh.
Don't laugh, please, because this is like a public service to people, okay? A young Chinese woman was left partially deaf following a passionate kiss from her boyfriend. The 20-something from Zhuhai in Guangdong province arrived at hospital having completely lost the hearing in her left ear, said local reports. The incident prompted a series of articles in the local media warning of the dangers of excessive kissing. The China Daily wrote, "While kissing is normally very safe, doctors advise people to proceed with caution." Well, she have a little snog? No, okay. Right, okay. Can you hear now? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? You can? Good, let's carry on. The doctor who treated the girl in hospital was quoted in the paper explaining what had happened. The kiss reduced the pressure in the mouth, pulled the eardrum out, and then caused the breakdown of the ear.
I'm not being funny, but how hard do you have to kiss someone to suck their eardrum
they
out?
They were sucking hard, weren't they?
Yeah.
The chorus of warnings was echoed by the Shanghai Daily, which wrote, a strong kiss may cause an imbalance in the air pressure between two inner ears and lead to a broken eardrum. That is gross. The young woman is expected to regain her full hearing within about 2 months.
Well, how can she?
2 months?
She's had her eardrum sucked out. How can she?
I don't know. Why are you asking me medical questions?
Because you're giving us the warning.
That's off BBC News, that.
Well, therefore it must be right.
That must have to be a big old... for your eardrum to
come
out.
Will you stop doing kissing noises?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Do you suck when you kiss?
Well, that's what I was just going to ask, because I personally don't.
No.
And therefore I wondered whether I've been doing it wrong.
Oh, I'm doing it wrong then.
Because I don't.
Mm. I once kissed someone after I was sick. Oh, that's really nice. Oh, well done, David in Maidstone.
Why did you have to read that one out?
I'm just representing. It's really not the worst one.
No, it isn't, no.
Thanks to everyone that's texting in after that story with the word pardon. Have this.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, we need to fax off our order for our Christmas lunch thing, because they want to know 2 weeks in advance what we want on the Christmas menu. This is our team Christmas lunch, which we're having a few days before Christmas, in a place that I've managed to find.
I thought we were going to an all-you-can-eat.
Well, it's changed now.
No, he's found this pub that actually does look really nice.
It does look good, but why do they need to know 2 weeks in advance?
You see, it seems slightly excessive to me, really. Surely they're not going to prepare it now.
Well, I don't know, but...
And then just heat it up.
Is this really posh, though? Because I don't know what half these things are.
No, I didn't know what
soup?
Some of them were.
No, what's a roulette?
I don't know.
And...
No, it's got prawn cocktail on it.
Oh, and Black Forest.
Yeah.
It's well 80s. What I like about this, though, actually... Hang on a minute, what's that?
That's...
No, but look at the list of the cheese board.
Hmm.
Scott is having Christmas pudding.
You have to choose your dessert.
But why are you not having cheese board?
I was quite disappointed that you weren't having
You were going around early going, he's not having cheese. He's not having cheese. So I fancy a change from the cheese. I noticed that you're all having cheese, though.
Yeah, cheese is the way to go.
Yeah, all three of you are, yeah. Nice.
We're all having turkey.
Now, does anyone remember how to use the fax machine? Because
no.
I think we have to fax this across. Is it 1988 or something? Because, like, look.
Never even used. What do you do?
Prawn cocktail. Right, there's turkey on.
Yeah.
Black Forest Gatto. And
they want us
to fax us the menu back. 2 weeks in advance.
The one that doesn't speak thinks they might have a slow cooker. And that's why they need it to.
Oh, like my nan's got.
Well, yeah.
Before she died. Yeah. Oh, okay. Also, they want us to say how much wine we want. Now, that's impossible. How can you just say that 2 weeks in advance?
The pub wants to know how much wine we'll drink in advance.
Yeah.
Have they heard about you?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Are slow cookers back, do you think? Because someone's just saying that they're using theirs now. I thought it was grandparents had them.
I don't know, to be honest.
Seriously, though, my nan could spend a whole week cooking a casserole. It kept her so occupied. It was like 3 days. Look, why do you want something that cooks something really slow?
I don't actually understand how they work,
of a microwave,
to be honest.
But it does keep them really busy.
Yeah.
Maybe like cheese boards, the slow cooker is back.
Mm.
I just don't see the point.
Our boss on this Christmas lunch is ordering sherry trifle for pudding. What is he, some kind of 83-year-old woman?
Radio 1.
Sherry trifle.
Oh, I saw that email as well. I was like, because you have to order it 2 weeks in advance from when we're going to have our Christmas little lunch. By the way, some people are worried that their licence fee is going to be spent on some kind of roulette. No, I'm paying for it. So I'm paying for all the sherry trifle. Yeah, I saw the email from him going, yeah, sherry trifle, please. Keeping it old school.
Keeping it old woman.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Guess what's online now?
What?
One of the most exciting videos, I think, in the history of Radio 1 online. It's just been put up at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. It's me turning on someone else's Christmas lights, and I wasn't even there.
Excellent.
It's one of the departments at BBC Television Centre. How did this come about again, Becky? You put me up for this gig, didn't you?
Well, they said they wanted a sort of celebrity urgently before 4 o'clock, so I offered you up.
And, yeah, they couldn't get Rav off of Crime Watch, so...
Beggars can't be choosers, they said.
That's exactly what they said. So, the actual official kind of push of the button is done by Pudsey Bear of Children in Need. But, you know, and you can see a woman on the phone to me, as we do the countdown, which you would have heard just after we started this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Like I said, a fascinating video, which I know a lot of you will want to watch. And switch on the lights in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Pudsey's milking the cheers on there. Am I allowed to say what you said when you saw that video? About how you'd probably made their year in that office.
No, I didn't mean me. I meant the whole thing. They just look very happy. Check it out for yourself at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.